Hi, I'm Javis Lewis, and in this video I'm going to show you how to fit existing clothing onto different types of DAZ characters in DAZ Studio. And we're going to use this using Marvelous Designer. Now, it's not a problem to fit existing clothing using AutoFit on the same series of Genesis character. Even older versions of the Genesis character will usually somehow work, but you can experience awkward results. So, for example, this breast-hugging phenomenon that always looks terrible and unnatural. And with Marvelous Designer, you can make the clothing fall into place like reality would do it for you. And let me show you what I mean. So in my example, I'm going to use an avatar or a character called Ayana. Here she is. She's made by iSource Textures, and she's got this full round hourglass figure. And I'm choosing her because clothing manufacturers usually, because she's only just come out at the time of recording this video in August 2017, and clothing manufacturers have very likely not incorporated her morph into newer items of clothing. And the item of clothing I'm going to fit is made by Steve from 3D Universe. Hello, Steve. Shout out to South Africa there from Miami Beach. And I'm going to use the Rain clothing here. So Rain. She's a teen character, and her proportions are very much not like that of Ayana. So this is clearly not going to fit without a fight. But DAZ Studio is going to make that somehow work for us, and let's just see what happens. Let's jump right into DAZ Studio, and I'll see what happens with the standard auto fit first. Oh yeah, just before we begin, this is the version of DAZ Studio I'm using, 4.9.4.122, and I'm going to be using Marvelous Designer 6. I believe six, yes, not 6.5, because 6.5 has a small bug in it that makes this operation crash. So I'm going to have to use a slightly older version of Marvelous Designer, but hopefully there's going to be a fix out anytime soon. So I've already loaded Ayana into the viewport here, and if I select her and choose the Rain character, double click on her, and I'll fit the Rain shirt, so double click that, and DAZ Studio is gonna try its best to kind of fit that onto the figure. But here we can kind of see what I mean. This isn't fitting properly, and it creates this horrible morph. So this would never look like that in real life. In real life, the clothing would just go to about here and then kind of fall down. But this is happening because Ayana is using, or any kind of custom character is using, a full body morph in which the proportions of the body are stored. And when they do not exist in an item of clothing, then what DAZ Studio does is it creates this morph and follows closely the contours of the body, and thereby tries to not to intersect with the character's geometry. But of course that'll lead to unrealistic effects, like this example shows. You can buy products like Zevo's Fit Control that will kind of get rid of that, or they will introduce a lot of other morphs into an existing item of clothing, and then you can fiddle with sliders, but that's just not reality either. So the easiest way, if you have access to something like Marvelous Designer, is to export this item of clothing, let it do the fitting, and then re-import that as a morph back into DAZ Studio. And as an added bonus, we can then tell DAZ Studio to not auto-generate this morph, but in fact save this as a morph going forward. If you don't have Marvelous Designer, you can also sculpt something like this out in ZBrush or in Blender. But we're going to be using Marvelous Designer for that. So in a nutshell, here's what we need to do. With this shirt fitted to our avatar, we need to first of all unfit this. So what DAZ Studio will have done is it will have fitted this automatically. So select the item of clothing, right click it, and select Fit To. And here we can see that DAZ Studio has fitted this and usually parented this to the target as well, which is why you didn't see that at the top hierarchy here. And click this drop down menu and select None and hit Accept. So this will now unfit the shirt from our avatar. And in fact, I'm going to move that over here so that we have this both at the same root level. And let's hide the shirt first. Let's select the avatar that we want and export her first so that we have that as an avatar to import into Marvelous Designer. So file export. I'll save this all in Dropbox and perhaps create a brand new folder for this. Call that Ayana Fit. And in it, I'm going to call this Ayana T Port. Exported with the standard Dash Studio preset here, where one unit is 1 centimeter, because that works quite well with Marvelous Designer. Done with that, we're going to hide her, hide the avatar, and bring that shirt back and select it. Now there's one thing that we need to do here under the in the parameters tab, and that is under mesh resolution. We have a drop down here under resolution level that's high resolution, which we can set to base or high resolution. Now what this does is it will display the mesh either in its subdivided form or in its base form. The main difference is that anything you model outside of Dash Studio will come in as a base resolution, and then Dash Studio can use Pixar's subdivision surfaces to imply more polygons are there. But these are generated on the fly, and if I select high resolution, that will happen. Whereas when I select base, we have to deal with less polygons in Marvelous Designer, and that'll do us a favor when the simulation goes to work. So set it to base, and with the t-shirt selected, export it. File, export, wavefront obj. I'll call it shirt t-pose in the same folder. Same export preset as well. And that's it so far in Dash Studio. Let's head over to Marvelous Designer. And over here we'll first import our avatar as OBJ, so file import OBJ. Ayana T-Pose, here it is. And I'm going to select load as avatar in centimeters at a scale of 100%. That's exactly what I want. Here she is. Looks just like she did in Dash Studio. That's always an advantage. And now let's bring in the OBJ that we've exported from Dash Studio, the rain clothing. And we do that with file import add OBJ to garment. Now, I must warn you here that this does not work with every type of clothing. So some geometry is just not connected. That happens when clothing creators just budget together but don't connect the geometry. If you do that and you bring it into Marvelous Designer, then the clothing will kind of fall apart, and that's the end of the game. So you can't use every type of clothing. Only clothing that has connected geometry that behaves like like a real piece of clothing. You can imagine that if you don't sew the front and the back of a t-shirt together and it kind of just hangs there in 3D space, it'll kind of look okay, but the moment you let it drop to the ground and it's not sewn together, you'll have two separate pieces. And that's exactly what happens to clothing that has disconnected geometry. So careful there. But Steve and his clothing, that is of course proper geometry that is connected, and it will work with that. So again, we're importing this at Dash Studio scale, but rather than using 100%, I'm going to use 110%. Just scroll the mouse wheel up or type in 110. I know this because I've tried it out before, and also because I can see that this avatar is much bigger than the avatar it was designed for. So to make fitting a little bit easier, I'll just import it at slightly larger scale. This is going to be clothing dependent, so sometimes you may have to import this slightly larger, sometimes you may have to import this slightly smaller, and sometimes 100% will just work fine. So now we have our avatar and we have our clothing, which used to be OBJ, And on the right hand side here, we get nothing. That's because our clothing isn't made up of a 2D pattern. That is the usual way to create clothing in Marvelous Designer, but we don't have that. We only have a 3D object that will now behave like an item of clothing, basically. So select it here in the 3D viewport and click on it again to bring this gizmo up and adjust the rough fit of the clothing. So we'll bring this down a little bit so that the arms are fitting. I'm mainly looking at the shoulders and the arm fit. I'm also going to bring this forward a little bit. As long as the arms are almost lined up, we're kind of halfway there. The back is going to be, Marvelous Designer is going to sort this out by itself. So that's an approximate fit, and that'll be enough to get us going. Click this button at the top left here, which means simulate, or hit the space bar, and Marvelous Designer will go to work simulating the clothing. And you can see what a beautiful job it does here, following the figure as if this was in fact an item of cloth. Give this some time to settle down. And it will eventually do it by itself, but in case it does not, or in case there's, you know, poke through like this, just grab a piece of clothing from here and just rip that out. And Marvelous Designer will just go ahead and make this fall into place, like here on her breasts as well. Just pull that out. Don't be shy, you can't rip it apart, which is kind of nice, even though it looks very dramatic when you do this. If Marvelous Designer doesn't cover everything, like these bits are still poking out, you can, with this selected, you can head over here and play around with the particle distance. That's not going to change the geometry in this case, but you can also add additional thickness in the collision aspect here. This is going to increase the space between the avatar and the clothing. So if I say something like 4 perhaps, there, that's worked better. We've almost covered everything. Another thing you can do to improve this this overall simulation is if you head over to the scene tab here and scroll down to the simulation property and pick a preset here from custom to complete, and that will increase the render times a little bit, so it's less responsive, but it will also be a little bit more accurate. And look at that, no more pokey bits here. Perfect. Feel free to pull this garment into position and let it settle down before you're happy. I think I'm pretty happy the way it is. I'm gonna press this button again here to stop the simulation. And with the shirt selected, head over to File, Export, OBJ selected, and let's call it Shirt Fitted, because it now fits Ayana much better than it did before. Hit Save, and you get this export dialog here. Make sure Select All Avatars is deselected, Export as a single object, Unweld, and the rest is just as default, so save as centimeters in Dash Studio Scale, and hit OK. We're not going to worry about textures or anything because we're going to import this as a morph in Dash Studio, and that's going to come up next. In Dash Studio, with our shirt still selected, let's see how we can bring Marvelous Designer's work into Dash Studio as a morph. The way we do that is head over to Edit, Object, Morph Loader Pro, and what this will do is it will load an OBJ file in, but rather than add it to the scene, it will, if it has the same geometry count, apply this to this object as a morph. Let me show you what I mean. With the Dash Studio scale still selected, choose Morph Files. In our folder, Shirt Fitted, and open this and hit Accept. with a bit of luck, you get the success message, loading morph, shirt fitted, created morph successfully. That's all we want. And our morph will be down here under the properties tab, under morphs, morph loader, and there's shirt fitted. And if you crank that up to 100%, then we get the exact result that we saw in Marvelous Designer a minute ago. So far, so good. However, if we were to go ahead and even crank that up to 100% or even to 0%, bring Ayana back and fit this shirt to her, then we see nothing's changed. That's not what we want, is it? This looks as awful as it did before. So what's going on there? Well, the secret is in the fact that Das Studio is still trying to fit this shirt to Ayana, because if we were to not fit this and instead use our morph and crank that up to 100%, that looks pretty good. However, the issue now becomes if we go and pose Ayana into something like an Olympia pose is probably going to work. So let's head over to poses. Olympia has a similar shape to her, so perhaps the pointing pose something. If we try and do that, then the shirt doesn't follow. So we would either have to export this into Marvelous Designer as well, and then make the shirt follow this pose and have Marvelous Designer do the fitting for that. But you'd have to do that for every pose. Or is that perhaps another way that we can convince Das Studio to use our morph instead of the auto-generated morph? Well, I'm glad you asked, because of course there is. It's just knowing how to do it. Let me show you how. Let me put our own morph back to zero here and fit that shirt again so that I can show you where the ugly morph is generated and how we can override that. So there we go, ugly morph in place just simply by fitting the shirt. Now head over to the little context menu in the parameters tab with the shirt still selected, and make sure show hidden properties is ticked. Otherwise we won't be able to see the hidden properties that are going on, and then click currently used. This is going to show you every morph and every adjustment that we've made to the currently selected item. So that's our shirt here. Notice these three grayed out items down here. If this was not selected, show hidden properties, then we wouldn't see those. But with it selected, we can display those. And one is called PBM neck size, and then there's a couple that are called something with Ayana. That's kind of interesting here. So one's FHM IST Ayana, and one is called FBM IST Ayana. Full head morph and full body morph is what those mean. So the head morph is applied, this is only happening in our clothing, so the head morph doesn't have any effect because there's no head shapes in our clothing. But the full body morph, if we move that, we can see that this is in fact the thing that is distorting our clothing, or this is the thing that Das Studio auto-generates to follow the contours of our avatar. And if we set that to 100%, then it'll try its best to follow the contours. And if we set that to zero, then it'll do no such thing. Likewise, if we now select the morph that we're currently not using, but our own morph down here in morphs, there's only one there. If we select that and crank that up to 100%, then we have all these fitting morphs and none of the ugly automatic morphs. As a result, if we click Ayana again and apply a pose like the pointing pose, then Das Studio is going to try its best to still conform the shirt and not use the ugly morph and instead use our morph at 100% all the time. Now sometimes this may still lead to poke through, like here. This is not something we had considered. You can increase the iteration count though, or probably the different poses. This is not going to be an issue. There we go. I must say these poses are not actually meant for IANA, hence therefore they're not gonna work 100%. But if you just keep posing your character, at least your clothing will now follow the figure, and that's kind of exactly what we want. There is also a way to make Dash Studio load this morph that we've created automatically next time you use this shirt, and let me show you how that works. So with the shirt selected, this is the best is when you do that before applying any poses, otherwise you're going to see a lot of sliders and we don't want to do that. So before you apply any poses, load in your shirt again and fit it to IANA. This already happened. Make sure in this context menu show hidden properties is selected. Select the shirt and make sure currently used is selected, and this is the auto-generated morph here. Now head over here and click this little gear icon, then select parameter settings and copy the name of that morph so that we remember it. Also in this little context menu, make sure you head over to edit mode. This is something a little bit scary, but you know, don't be too scared, kids. We can work this out. Now these sliders look a little bit different, and they've got these letters in front of them. Find the auto-generated morph. Make sure it's the right one. So in our case, it's this one here, FBM IST IANA, and right-click on it and delete it. And now that morph no longer exists, and Dash Studio is no longer automatically creating that. Now, select your figure again and select the shirt down here. Open the Morphs tab, wherever your morph is, and click that same icon that we've just clicked. And head over to Parameter Settings. And just override that with the name that Dash Studio was auto-generating. So paste that name in under label and name, and also give it the correct path here. So right now ours was Morphs Morph Loader, and the other one was under Actor People Real World. So if we do that, then the Morph Loader and Morphs folders will go away as soon as we hit accept. And there we go. Shirt isn't fitting because the morph isn't set to 100%, but no problem. We can do that. Let's go to currently used, where it is, of course, no longer showing up. What a shame. So let's see if we can find it manually. There we go. It is FBM IST IANA. So let's set that to 100%. And then this is the correctly named morph for this character, and it's now stored in this item of clothing. So to make sure this is actually happening, let's select our character and once again bring up a pose that's different and see if our theory works. It's all fair and good if things work in theory, but are they going to work in practice? Let's do pointing. Yes, look at that. It's pointing correctly. And I have to set the smoothing collisions again here so that little poke through disappears. But in a nutshell, this is how you do it. All you now have to do is, with the shirt selected, head over to File, Save As, Support Asset, Figure Prop Asset, and save it anywhere you like. Perhaps I will save mine in the same folder that I just saved all our other products and call it Fitted Shirt. There we go. And if we do that, this little dialog box pops up here in which Dash Studio will remember what exact item of clothing these new settings are going to be remembered for. And make sure that under Asset Directory, you pick your current DAS library so that the asset will be overwritten. Hit accept. I won't do it in case I need to redo any part of this tutorial, and once I do that, this morph is kind of set in stone. Once you're done, don't forget to click that context menu again and get out of edit mode here, otherwise you may destroy vital and important sliders. DaftDash Studio smooth out these little poke through imperfections here, you can always use a higher smoothing iteration count. So with our shirt selected, because that's the one that needs smoothing, head over to the parameters tab and open general under mesh smoothing. You have smoothing iterations and you have collision iterations. You can increase both parameters to something larger, so let's try 5, and then that'll get rid of that. Just thought I'd show you that. And here's a full render with default lighting in DaftDash Studio applied, more or less. That was it. I hope this was helpful and you've learned a lot. If you like this video, please share it with friends, family, and total strangers. And don't forget to subscribe to my channel for more tips and tricks. I will see you next time. Bye-bye.